Well, praise the Lord. Thank you, worship team, and see, I also appreciate the song. I was just reminded by one of the songs, the scripture this morning, the pastor Hideko preached, or older pastor Hideko Sensei. She's the mother of our pastor Hiroshi. She gave the message this morning, and I was just thinking about it. And I'm just going to read the passage and I'll let you know what I thought about the song. But she read Isaiah 46:4. Even to your old age and gray hairs, I am He. I am He who will sustain you. I have made you and I will carry you. I will sustain you and will rescue you. Amen. And then she preached about her ministry here as a pastor. And what I was trying to say is, like, the song say, we live by faith until the job is done. Something like that, the song was saying. And everybody was saying to her, please live until 100. And I think it's until the job is done, 100%. We live until 100% is done. So appreciate that, and the same is the message of that song, that we should stand to the to our completion. So, and give praise to the Lord that He helped us to, like Pastor Hideko say, it was by the power of the Holy Spirit that she was able to accomplish to be here, and not by her power, but by the power of the Holy Spirit. So, when it give the microphone to whoever wants to come and testify. We take time to share to the congregation what the Lord has been doing in your lives, or something you want to be prayed for, or anything that you want to share with us that the Lord has give to you. They might be helpful for our walk in faith. So please come in and testify. And I will write your name, and I'll pray for whatever the requests are today. And also keep in mind the or members that were not able to come, and they'd be safe right now. I don't know where the typhoon is right now, but let's keep in prayer. Please come and testify if you have something to share with the congregation.
My name is Tim. If you came here by train, some of us have cars. So anybody who needs a ride home, me, Fernando, Chris, Jim has his car today, and anybody else but those ones for sure. And you can just ask one of us. Some of us leave a little earlier, so please grab us before we leave, and somebody will give you a ride. I was asked prayer for our son, Micah. Not much has changed. Art and his Japanese friend Jonah said they would like to come to our house tomorrow to just meet with our son, Micah, and just talk to him, just to reach out to him. I don't think, Tosha, have we told Micah yet? We haven't told our son yet. And Art said, please tell your son. We were just kind of worried if we tell him, then maybe he'll try to find some way to not be available, you know, to like be upstairs in the bed or something. But he really wants us to tell Micah, so we will tell him. We'll tell him today. But please pray that our son will be willing to, you know, to see Art and Jonah, and they'll have a chance to talk. Jonah also had problems with the same kind of condition of being kind of reclusive, a hikikomori in his past. So he's got something in common with our son. So please pray for our son for tomorrow. Is it in the morning, right? 10 o'clock? 10 o'clock in the morning, they're supposed to come over. So please pray for our son. I have a prayer request for it's a health problem. A friend of mine named Hiroshi Fuji. Some of you know him. His left eye has a really bad cataract. It's just he can hardly see out of his left eye. And the doctor said it's getting worse. He needs surgery. The surgery is scheduled for October 16th. But the doctor said there's a possibility he might even lose sight in his left eye. He has the cataract, but he's also got a part of the back of the eye that something's wrong there. So he's just asking for prayer. He couldn't make it today, so but please pray for Hiroshi that everything would work out for the surgery and that God would bring his healing and restoration to his sight, the sight of his left eye. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Grace. I came to the Japanese service today, and I was also blessed by listening to Hideko Sensei. She's the mother of Hiroshi Sensei, who is the pastor of this church, and maybe some of us don't know. She's the one who took care of the church when her husband died, maybe more than 60 years ago, until her son became of age to take over. So she's like actually the pastor of the church in some way, and it was so touching to listen to her. She's 88 years now. And of course, those who know in Japan, Hachiju Hasai, 88 is a special birthday, you know. And when I began attending the Japanese service, maybe 2 years ago, she's one of the first people who's been talking to me. And actually, it's because of our conversations that she invited me to talk about my mom in the Japanese service, because we talk with her and kind of I connect with her because she's kind of similar to my mom, you know. You're left with a ministry, you're a woman, and you have to carry the ministry and also raise the children to serve God. You know, her children are serving God. It's not something automatic, you know, that when you're a pastor, your children will serve God. But I admire the work she did. She sustained the church until her son took over, and she raised her children. They're all serving God, and it's just so amazing. And for those of us who are parents or future parents, we will love God to guide us to raise our children, that they will not just attend church, but they will serve God. They will participate in something. So it was such a blessing to listen to her, and let's continue to pray for her. Yeah, as Fernando said, everyone was telling her we want, because she said, I've finished my work, so even if I die tomorrow, there's no problem. And everyone was telling her, you shouldn't die tomorrow. We want to see you 100 years, and I'll be so happy to see her being around for some longer time. And she's just such a blessing and encouragement. So I was blessed today, and I just want to say thank you, Jesus, for eternal life. I don't know why, when we are singing just the songs today, I'm just saying thank you, Jesus, for eternal life. We have eternal life. I don't know whether you ever think about it, you know. We have eternal life in our hearts, and we don't work for it. It's just a gift we've received from God, and, you know. So I wanted to read for you my devotional this morning. This book is written by a woman. She's called Sarah Young. She has written so many devotionals, and she's famous. I was reading the history of her writing devotionals. Initially, she just used to write her own diary, you know, the way maybe some of us keep journals, I know. You just write what is happening in your life, maybe a miracle that Jesus does, you note down. And but one time Jesus told her, instead of writing your own stuff, start writing journals of my words only. And that's how she began writing devotionals. She just writes what Jesus is saying to you every day. And she just writes as if Jesus is speaking to you. So I like reading her devotionals when I have time. And today it was just about thanking God for eternal life. We all know about the scripture in Matthew 6:34 that says, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Each day has enough trouble for itself. But we normally think about that only in the context of food and clothes and such things. But today's devotional reminded me to think about it in the perspective of eternal life, you know. The life we have today is not all there is. We have something more that we are looking forward to. So if I worry about food and clothes, it seems I'm just thinking about my life here on earth. But this scripture like is kind of reminding us as believers in Christ that we have something more than just the life we are living here on earth. We are looking forward to eternity, and that's where our focus should be. So I'll just share with you the devotional. I am perpetually with you, taking care of you. That is the most important fact of your existence. I am not limited by time or space. So this is Jesus speaking. My presence with you is a forever promise. You need not fear the future, for I am already there. When you make that quantum leap into eternity, you will find me awaiting you in heaven. Your future is in my hands. I release it to you day by day, moment by moment. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. I want you to live this day abundantly, seeing all there is to see, doing all there is to do. Don't be distracted by future concerns. Leave them to me. Each day of life is a glorious gift, but so few people know how to live within the confines of today. Much of their energy for abundant living spills over the timeline into tomorrow's worries or past regrets. Their remaining energy is sufficient only for limping through the day, not for living it to the full. I am training you to keep your focus on my presence in the present. This is how to receive abundant life, which flows freely from my throne of grace. So I want to encourage you. I don't know if there are many people like me who really think about the future, because there is so much uncertainty about our next phase in life. Probably some of us, we are kind of settled and there are not so many things, but people like parents, you have children, you're thinking, what's going to happen, you know? Jesus is just reminding us, you have eternal life in you, so focus on eternity. Focus on eternity and don't worry about today or tomorrow and how things are going to be. Just live today. Just live today for me and I will deal with tomorrow. Amen? So today I have a prayer request. Last year I went for a conference in the United States. It's an annual conference. So if you have your work to present, my university is always willing to sponsor you to attend and present. So the work I presented last year, I still have the opportunity to present it this year at the same conference, because I made some new additions to it, modifications to it. And so I can travel, if I have the chance, to San Francisco in November to present the work. But then I was thinking about Joyce, because the family that takes care of Joyce, they went to United States. You remember I told you about them. So they are not in Japan anymore until March next year. So usually they will help to take care of Joyce and I can go and come back. But even when I came back, she told me, next time I don't want you to leave me behind, you know. So I thought next year I may not go for this conference, because I've already submitted my work. Once your work is published, you cannot present it because it's already in the media or something like that. So I have this opportunity. By the time I make maybe a new data to present, it may be like 2 or 3 years. Yeah. Anyway, unless a miracle happens. So I have this chance, and I thought maybe I can travel with Joyce if it works well. But I remember I didn't apply for her visa last year. So I have the visa, but she doesn't have the visa. So I began to apply for the visa so that if I can get a visa for her, then we can travel together. The good thing, my conference is not strict. In Japan, they have daycare for children, but in United States, they don't provide in the conference. So I'm doing a poster, so I can still attend with her. The family that moved to United States, they are planning to attend the same conference, so they can still take care of Joyce at the hotel if we meet there. But even if they don't, I still don't have a problem attending with her. So please pray for me over this issue. It's just something I thought about this week, and I already began the process. I don't know how it's going to be. I'm praying that God will provide, because I know it will be very good for her, because this is an opportunity for her to get the U.S. visa, you know, because I may not have an excuse to apply for the visa again soon. So I thought it's a good time to, if using this chance, I can get her visa because of this traveling, because my visa is 5 years. So if she can also get the same, we can use it even for other purposes also. So please pray for her. The good thing, I don't have to go to the embassy for a child who is less than 13 years. So I just did everything online, and they said you'll post the documents and we will check. And then if they go through, we'll give her the visa. So please pray for her, and please pray about this issue. Because I was also planning to go to Kenya, but I'm thinking I may have to cancel. If we have to go with her to the conference in San Francisco, we may have to postpone the trip to Kenya, because it will be so soon. But anyway, I'm praying that God will guide me about this issue, so that, because if she doesn't get visa, I cannot go. I will cancel my trip. My boss said it's fine. I explained to him I have to go with Joyce. So if Joyce cannot go, and then I cannot go. He said it's fine. somebody else can present my work for me. So it's something that is not so kibishi, strict. I can go or not go, it's still no problem, because my name is already on the presentation, and appearing doesn't make much difference. It's already there, and I can just send someone to present for me, and it's still my work, so it is still fine. But that was my desire. So please pray for her. I'll be sending the documents this week to the embassy, and then within 2 weeks, I will hear from them. So if we succeed, then on 8th of November, we can go together for around 1 week and then come back. Thank you so much for listening to me.